broadcasting from the Honda North Studios.
Summer is finally here.
And we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to the Grassroots Local Music Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming too at 977rocks.com, where you need to go to pick up past shows. You can pick it up on the archive, on demand feature, and make sure you're voting for the Grassy Award. We'll talk about that, but we welcome you to the show. This segment brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Utah, how are we doing tonight?
Good evening, Bob. I'm doing pretty good. And good. Yeah, wow, June 25th already, which means only five more days of voting for the Grassy Awards.
That's right. It's getting down to the nitty-gritty here, so get on and vote, 977rocks.com, and get your vote cast. And we will be announcing who the winner is at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that is back again this year at Cooper's Lake Campground. We can't wait. We hope you are excited to be a part of it. And if you've never been to an event like this that features 20 local artists, musicians, bands, come out and check it out. It's relatively inexpensive, $20 pre-sale for you to get in for the entire weekend. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot of different things that are going on. A beautiful setting like Cooper's Lake Campground. And keep an eye out for the television ad that we're running. It kind of gives you an idea of the overview of the site of Cooper's Lake Campground and some musicians that just have remarkable talent, and it'll be on display that night.
Yeah, let's see, divide times by pi and carry over the phone. That's a dollar a band, Bob. A dollar a band.
Yeah.
So, and you can come and go, and stay the whole weekend. You want to camp, Cooper's Lake Campground will set you up. Bring the kids. You will want for nothing out there. They have a camp store, shower facilities, laundry facilities, bathroom facilities. It's all clean, very well maintained and taken care of. And we're just going to rock all weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really is cool. And I'm sure many of you, if you've been to Cooper's Lake Campground, whether it's the Jeep Fest or some other event, or if you've just spotted the area passing along I-79, we have the setting that you actually can't see from I-79 because it's a natural amphitheater that sits down in, and it's really cool. You can get down and get personal down close to the stage if you want, on the ground level, if you will, or you can sit along the bowl, and a lot of people put blankets out or do what we do. We bring all the lawn chairs and set them up right along the tree line that just keeps you nice and comfortable in the shade, and it's just a fantastic setting.
Yeah, and we have everything right together there. The vendors, we have several vendors coming out. They're all going to be there. We're being visited by the Tin Can Tourist Rally this year, so you're going to meet tons of vintage RVs and campers. And BASH, Butler Area Society of Homebrewers, are going to be popping up a beer garden from 5 to 8 on Saturday, so you can learn all about how to homebrew and do some sampling as well, with proceeds of that going to benefit TASSOW, a wildlife organization based out of Slippery Rock.
And several of the bands who are up for a Grassy Nom this year are performing, including our reigning Grassy Award winners, who will hold that coveted trophy, if you will, until the announcement at the Band Jam. But that's Anger the Ant. They're headlining the Friday night portion of the festivities. There's going to be 7 acts performing on Friday night. It will kick off around 5 o'clock on July 14th. And then you've got 13 acts all day long on Saturday right up through midnight. And it's just going to be a great collection of a wide variety of music from anything from country to rock to some bluegrass stylings to you name it. I mean, it's all there.
It's all there. We've got some funky hip-hop coming in a little bit there this year. So we're going to have a good time, no doubt about it. But even before we get to that, we've got another big show coming, another Rock Done Right tour stop before we even get there.
That's right, and that's July 4th, Tuesday, July 4th at the Big Bother Fair. And that's one of the reasons, or one of the topics that we have tonight, and the reason we have Cherie White in the studio with us here. She's going to be visiting in the next segment. Cherie is going to be part of four acts. She'll be headlining right before the fireworks. But you want to talk about a wide variety. I think the 4th of July get-together at the Big Butler Fair is going to be a great sample of what you can see at the band jam.
Yeah, we're covering a few genres of music there. But, again, it's all originated here locally, which is what's so cool about it. And we're going to kick things off with this year's reigning Grassy Award winner, Anger the Ant. And we're going to follow that with some Tarachan Sky and the Shiners, and then, of course, tonight's guest, Cherie White.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. So for the price of admission to the fair, you can come out and check that out. That's Tuesday, July 4th in the arena setting. There will be a big stage set up there. You can sit in the stands, or you can work your way out onto the field and be up close and personal. And we'll let Cherie talk a little bit about that and what she's going to present that night. But that'll be a fun time. And again, encourage you to get on and over and vote. 977rocks.com is our website. The Grassy Award nominations are there. There are 12 bands that are up for the nod. You can actually play their song and then vote on it. And we encourage you to do that. Again, the voting will go through June 30th.
Yeah, absolutely. So have you cooled down at all from last week's festivities at Three Rivers Harley-Davidson?
What a fantastic location they have down there, and a lot of room, and they do quite a few events down there. But, yeah, some beautiful bikes were on hand, and, of course, it was a Rock Down Right tour stop as they were celebrating their 10th anniversary. But, yeah, it was a hot day, about 90 degrees. On the pavement, it was about 115. You know, you can ask Bill and the boys from Doppler Effect about that. I mean, my goodness, they were putting the water in, and it was coming right back out again via the sweat. But they put on a great show, and everybody did. Frank Rodriguez and, of course, you and Rob with the Noble Hops Band. It was a great day to just celebrate some local music as they celebrated their anniversary.
Yeah, it was. And my buddy Maverick bought him a bike that day, brand new 2017 from Three Rivers there. So, hey, you know, appreciate the Hophead Nation coming out and supporting everything.
Really?
That's pretty cool. But, yeah, I mean, Doppler Effect, that just never gets old watching those guys. They threw down. And so I say we get to some music and we do a little Doppler Effect. And kind of a newer song of theirs called Sunset.
Let's do it, and we'll follow that up with our connection to the Meat Locker recording studio and the band that is emerging out of the studio from the Meat Locker to the Meat Hook. They'll be on stage soon, and it's their latest song. It's their debut song. It's called Last Time. It's Meat Hook following Doppler Effect, and then we'll visit with Cherie White coming up here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Sun is going down, red sails fly high. Wear a long white dress, flows like the moon on the water. The moon is shining bright through your lovely head at night. Take off that long white dress, take a swim. Pulled on your wedding
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Cummings Candy and Coffee West on 68 has a delicious selection of coffee and espresso drinks, smoothies, pastries, and bagels. Cummings West features a cool atmosphere, plenty of seating, and an intimate stage for live music every weekend. Check out different acoustic performers every Friday night at 7, or take the stage yourself at open mic night every Saturday at 6:30. Cummings West is located on Route 68 near Downrange Supply. For more information on performing, call 724-482-6112. That's 724-482-6112.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you to our Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. On a Sunday night, we sit down and talk about local music and usually feature a local artist. Well, last week it was just Bob in Utah chiming out, but we do have a special guest with us here tonight. We're excited for that, and we're presented this segment anyway by the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It is the place to stop for refreshingly great times and drink specials. And you can catch a pirate game and sit down and enjoy the man can. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. You can't miss it, right in the heart of downtown Freeport.
You need to enjoy a lot of man cans to get through a pirate game anymore.
Well, yeah. Yeah. We'll just leave that thought for a little further down the road, maybe. I'm still optimistic, but my optimism is growing thinner by the day. But we're excited to have an opportunity to visit tonight with basically the headliner of our little 4th of July get-together that's going to feature four fantastic local bands, area bands, and fireworks at the Big Butler Fair. It is the Rock Done Right tour stop for the 4th of July with Shady Lady Productions prior to the band jam, and we're excited for that. And we are here with Cherie White.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Cherie, good to see you.
Excited to be here.
Yeah. And gearing up for a big 4th of July special.
We're getting ready. This is actually one of the first times that we've actually been able to be at Butler for the 4th of July. And I've always wanted to do that show on the 4th. So the fact that it's being able to happen this year, we're really excited about it.
Of course, Cherie, from the Worthington area.
Yes.
But I think all over America nowadays, I think you're more in that bus than in on stages across the nation.
Depends on how close I am is where I claim a hometown these days. We actually just came from South Fulton, and it's one of my favorite towns. I love it. Every time we come to town, the mayor wants to have dinner with us and everything, and it's just, I love that town. So when I'm on that side, I tell everyone that's my hometown. <That's laughs> kind of cool. Just feels like it right now.
Yeah.
I spend more time there than I do anywhere else.
So we've had somebody drive direct overnight from Nashville to perform on this show.
We could have jumped cars here because I came from Fulton right through Nashville, and we could have just carpooled.
But we give Cherie, the long-distance call was from India, but that wasn't a performance. Now, Cherie's here to drive direct in from Kentucky to be here. So,
well, it depends. I don't know. I was in Missouri for a couple minutes. I was in Kentucky for a couple minutes. I mean, I was right up there in the corner.
Yeah, that's good stuff. But it's great to have you here, and you're going to be doing a couple of cuts live. And we're going to do something new and something a little older from some pre-recorded material. But you have just released a new album.
I have. It's called I Like It Loud. And it's so perfect fitting for this album and for me, and just kind of has them growing and evolving as an artist. I'm really wanting to kind of take my music a little bit. I want to do a little bit more in-depth, slower style stuff, but I also want to just really hit the people with something that is real familiar to them. So I Like It Loud, that just really fit, and that song, I love it so much.
Yeah, and of course the first single that came out was Beauty Queen.
Beauty Queen,
you talk about hard hitting. I mean, was something that grabs your attention.
Well, thank you. It's funny because when I heard the song the first time, that's one of the only ones that we didn't write on the album. And when I heard it the first time, they sent it to me. Normally, the title is the first thing I look at. And if it's something that's really going to grab me, I'm really excited to listen to it. And I saw Beauty Queen, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Pretty in pink. Totally not me whatsoever. And then when I listened to it, I found out that it's about the girls in ripped up jeans and the real, cowboy boots, kind of teasing the girls that pretend to wear cowboy boots. It was right up my alley. So we ended up with Beauty Queen as the first single.
Now, when you sit down, you've written a number of the songs on the
yes.
album, but where do you find a song like that? I mean, how did you come across Beauty Queen?
It really varies about where songs come from. I mean, some of them come from my friends. I'll call them up, different songwriters, and say, hey, this is the type of album we're doing. What do you have in your catalog? And a lot of times what happens is songs will come in, and I'll sit down with the writers, and we'll rewrite them to fit whatever theme we're doing, whatever. Maybe it's a song written for a guy. I mean, I can't tell you a number of songs. I think maybe Beauty Queen was actually one of the only songs I've ever had pitched to me that was for a girl. And now almost every song has been rewrote to fit my personality, just because it's such a rock and roll early Kerosene type that it just, yeah, I mean, the men's songs. And the fact that I have such a deep, low tone, a lot of songs are written that whenever you change their keys that drastically, it just kind of takes the feeling away. So it's easier for us to convert a guy's song than it is to convert a girl's song.
Yeah, okay. That's interesting.
It's different.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of times when you go to different publishing companies, you'll say to them, you know, I'm looking for this style of song, and they send you all of their female roster. And I'll call back and say, can I have the men's roster? And they're like, yeah, I never really thought about that. I guess you probably should have the men's roster.
That is neat stuff. Now, when you recorded it, where did you do the actual recording?
I did some of the recording in Branson, Missouri, and some of the recording was done in Nashville. And we're actually, it was really great, the people that I worked with. We did some of the vocal, actually, in Branson because Nashville was snowed out. So we wanted to try and keep on schedule, and we still got delayed on schedule because the stuff that had to be done in Nashville, they were just so backed up from everyone being snowed out and everything. But it was a really great experience on this new album because it was kind of really pulling a range out of me that I'm not used to. And on my last three albums that I had, it just was more that rock and roll, edgy, low tone, a lot of grit. And I've never really done a song that stretches my range. And Beauty Queen does.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good to work with people who believed that they could pull that out of me. And a lot of the newer stuff does have some higher range. And some people will tell me they like that. So we really wanted to give Best of Both Worlds to people.
How long of a process was this from start to finish?
It's a still ongoing process right now. recording usually only takes, for me to lay down vocals, about a week. And then it's the rest of the process. Mm-hmm. You got to listen through. Because, I mean, you record everything so that way you have enough of it. Because you listen to that song. Like, when you record just one song, you listen to that probably 200 times in a day. And so you're hearing basically what your ears have kind of taught you to hear. So we'll do a lot of the recording. We'll record like maybe 10 or 11 different takes of that song. Sometimes, you know, you might record a chorus a couple times just because it gives you more options. And then as your process goes on, you just listen to it. And if there's something that just really rubs you the wrong way, you have options to pull from something else.
Do you find you have to walk away from it for a little bit and then come back and listen to it again? Or
yeah, mostly for the final process, I walk away from it. But the actual recording process, I mean, a lot of times you take a lunch break and I'm like nibbling on carrots, like, let's go, guys, I'm ready to go. I mean, it's just, I'm just a very energy-driven artist. So to keep that energy up, I'm not one that I can record a song, take an hour break, record a song, take an hour break. I feel like I want to do it in the process of a concert because that's just kind of I'm an energy driven artist. I love that performance side, and I just feel like if I'm in a concert, the people are going to feel that at home.
Do you have a choice in the musicians that help you on the album process itself, or is that kind of studio driven or your producer?
Most of the time I have a choice in it. This last time I went with my producer's choice in musicians. These ones I had never worked with before, but I had worked one of my friends in the music industry. He just put out an album, and I loved his album. So we actually went ahead and used all of the musicians that were on that album because he's just a very lone cowboy type artist, and it just really matched up with the style we were wanting to do. So the fact that those guys already had chemistry on a project, we just went ahead and kept that chemistry moving.
That's cool. Now, when you are playing out and about, you have a pretty neat connection to somebody that is pretty well known from regionally in this area that band-wise has been playing with you on this current tour.
Yes. I mean, my band has just been incredible. A lot of them had actually just come off of Brad Paisley's tour. And so to have all of them with me and, you know, the amount of time that they put into it, I mean, these guys practice far more on their own than they do with me. I mean, when we go in there, our very first rehearsal is stage ready.
Wow.
And I mean, we can, there's been times where our very first rehearsal was on the stage. But I mean, these guys, we put the band together, and we're so happy for them to be straight out of Nashville, because it's a very central location for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I flew right in for the first rehearsal when we were stage ready. And so now it's just kind of, you work on the showmanship. Once they have the songs down, their biggest thing is they learn, you know, what I do and different ways that I move. And I mean, they picked up on it right away. We had our first show under our belt, and now we're working on a couple more. And
so that's cool.
It went really well. I was really proud of them.
It's got to be comfortable and comforting, I guess, to have seasoned professionals surrounding you and really kind of feeding off your vibe then.
It is. It's always an adjustment. I mean, I always have one player, I don't want to say special, but special player, that he really knows how I work. And he knows not just how I work on stage, but how I work off. I mean, we're always communicating. We're always meeting. We're always, he's just kind of learning my natural, you know, sense of who I am and how I react to things, because he just takes care of it all. He knows that I don't like to know about any issues we got going on. He just fixes them right away. And I mean, I'll find out about whatever issues happen afterwards. But I mean, I just have that one person usually out of my band that he just kind of leads my sense of direction and makes sure that he handles the artist. And I think that's very important.
You always need a fixer.
Yeah.
Cherie White visiting with us, and we're going to talk a lot about our 4th of July event coming up. And we'll find out where you can pick up her CD, her latest CD, and past catalog stuff, and where you can track her down. But let's keep it country. What do you think?
I think so.
Let's do a track off of your actually previous album to what you just released, right?
Actually, it's the previous to the previous.
Wow. So yes, it's two. Has it been that long?
It has been. It's only because I keep releasing albums so quickly. Well, I just get excited.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing, though. But yeah, it's hard to keep track of. But this is a song that we've played here, and
yes,
we have still playing today.
It's the most widely known song, and I still really like to go to it because, I mean, and I'll tell stories a little bit later on about how much this song has impacted, and I just feel that it's the best one to start off with. So, y'all, let's keep it country with Keeping It Country.
All right, on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Around here it's a hard day. Hay bales and cattle gates. Sweat dripping in the sunshine. Pull your weight, you toe the line. And it's boots stirring up dust. Tires spinning in the red mud. Skin knuckles on callous hands. You earn your pay, your farmer stand. In this town, sun, crank it up with a cool one. Hit the county line, hammer down. Get your party on, get your crazy out. Cause it's a good time in the high beams. Short shaking, turning up the heat. Towels flapping in the moonlight. You take a sip, you pass the shine. In this town,
how
You see a cornfield, I see my paycheck. You see a beat up truck, I see my 16th birthday. You see that steel bridge, I see my first beer. You see a bunch of nothing, and I see my whole life right here. It's more than dirt roads, more than two lights, more than everyone knowing your name, more than a flashing solo yellow slowing you down. More than nowhere, more than headlights shining down on a riverbank all night. It's more than driving around when the sun goes down. It's more than just a small town. You see Main Street, and I see black lights, where we burned our tires and cigarettes and all our time. It's more than dirt roads, more than two lights, more than everyone knowing your name, more than a flashing solo yellow slowing you down. More than no. Just a small town. It's more than Main Street. It's more than just me. It's more than anybody driving through here proudly thinks. It's more than dirt roads, more than two. More than everyone knowing your name, more than a flashing solo yellow slowing you down. More than nowhere, more than headlights shining down on a riverbank all night. Yeah, it's more than driving around when the sun goes down. Yeah, it's more than driving around when the sun goes down. More than just a small town. It's more than just a small town. It's more than just a small town.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show. We just heard, going into the break, an acoustic song done live by Cherie White. More than just a small town. Give us a little background on that.
That song actually is, it hit the most home with me on this new album. It's actually on the I Like It Loud album. And it was one of my favorite ones to record. It actually took the least amount of time just because it was so natural coming out. And that song just really reminds me like where I came from and how much of that has gone into my music. And I don't want to say necessarily just my small town, but different things that I've learned growing up that have, you know, really generated into my music. So that song, I think that's why it's the most important to me.
So you actually, that's one of the ones that you've written. How many songs are on the album itself?
There are six on the album.
Six, and you've co-written four of the six, am I right?
Yes, okay. But I did not that one.
No.
Okay. Which is really crazy.
Wow.
Because it
sounds so
it
natural.
Lines up perfect.
Yeah.
And that was the last one, actually, that we added to the album.
Okay.
My producer had, that song was actually written by Low Cash Cowboys.
Oh, okay.
And they passed on it for their album, and he's like, look, this song's available, let's go ahead and, move forward with this, and, I mean, we licensed it in and everything, and it's all good to go, and I love it. I mean, it. When I very first heard it, it was the last one I actually ever sent to me. Okay. We were going to settle on another song, and it was like a drinking bonfire party song. And, I mean, the fact that I switched out a fast song for a slow song is really unusual for me. But, yeah, it fit perfect. And the minute I heard it, I remember I was so excited. I was driving to the grocery store in Florida, and I got an email. I was at the red light. I pulled up my email. I'm like, yeah, there's a song. We're going to listen to it. I played it, and I remember the groceries were still in the car when I got home, and I grabbed the speaker, slid everything off the counter, and I'm like, everybody, you got to listen to this song. And I just plugged it right into the speaker, and, I mean, we had to listen to it right then and there. Eggs, milk, they were getting warm. We didn't care. We were listening to this song.
That's neat. A great story, too, because and you referred to that in the first segment that we chatted of the boundaries that you've explored on this particular album for yourself, and that's such a perfect fitting song that yet, like, you know, it sounds like you've written it.
It's a male song, so that's why it's natural.
Yeah.
Come through for a male artist there. But
yeah. Well, Cherie is here tonight because of the new album that is out. Also, because she is going to be the headliner of the 4th of July get-together that Shady Lady Productions is putting together, a Rock Done Right tour stop, and there's going to be four artists. It's going to be a nice blend, Utah, of artists with Cherie headlining that prior to the fireworks.
Yeah, it is. We're going to have a couple of Grassy Award winners on the show as well, with the Shiners and Anger of the Ant, and, of course, the energy of Tarachan Sky to prepare everybody for the energy of Cherie White.
So that's great. And for the price of admission to the fair, you get in to see the show. And it's a great setting, too, because if you just want to hang out, and I know last year we had a little bit of wet weather. So
a little bit?
A little bit. Well, yeah, okay. I was trying to be optimistic, but there's my pirate thing coming in again. But, you know, the grandstands were full because people were staying out of the rain. But then there was a lot of people coming in and hanging out in front of the stage. So you have that option, and well, hopefully, you know, it's going to be a bright and sunny day for 4th of July.
Yeah, and the show kicks off at 5, but they're opening the gates at 3, so you can come out and set up. I recommend you do. Come stake your place out in front of the stage and get ready for a great night of music.
Yeah, bring your lawn chair and get ready for Cherie. Now, what are people going to see when they see Cherie White? Can you give them an example of what your show is all about?
Well, I'm glad we picked the firework night, because that really, you know, messes up. Nah, I mean, we've been working so hard. We want this show to be the best year that we've had. I mean, we've got the best sounding band we've ever had. And, I mean, those guys bring a lot more energy to the show than any bands that I've worked with in the past. And, like, they're exactly like me. I've never seen 5 copies of me. And that's just kind of how it is. So it really makes it a lot easier for me because it gives me a lot more different avenues to explore on the stage. I mean, I've always been the type of person that I want to go the biggest I possibly can. And then I kind of mess myself up because then I don't leave room for improvement there. But, I mean, it's just we've been coming up with a lot of different ideas. I mean, we're hoping to bring in all of our stage props. So, y'all, we might be setting off the smoke alarm. But it's just, believe it or not, that happened to me this weekend at the hotel.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, it did. Like, I am the longest shower taker, I swear, I've ever met. And especially when I've been on the road. I mean, you've been sitting for a long time. I use that as kind of a massager. I do not understand these hotels that put the smoke alarm right outside the bathroom. Like, I'm sorry that we completely got off topic there, but it's the toughness of the road life there. Yeah. I mean, and it's so funny because when the hotel people called me and they're like, okay, that's kind of rare. We've never had that happen before. And I'm like, actually, it's happened to me a couple times now.
But you'll be setting smoke alarms
alarms off this 4th of July. But yeah. I mean, we just want it to be a big firework. We want people to feel like, you know, the same thing that I've been really trying to stress is I want people to feel like they're going to see the sequel to a movie. And I feel like a lot of times the sequel kind of falls flat, but I'm hoping it's not going to happen this year. I mean, us being a returning act to the Butler Fair, we know we got to step up our game, and I really think we're going to be able to really blow that out of the water this year.
That's awesome. That's all. Whatever caused you to pick up a guitar and find that you had a knack for music?
It's crazy. I mean, I actually picked up a guitar a lot sooner than I ever knew I did. I was just a little kid, and I'll post the picture up to my Facebook page. Y'all make sure you go up to my Facebook page, and I'll post the picture. I came across it. It's me. Apparently, I was left-handed as a child. I'm coming to learn, and it's so funny because I'm inside the house with a guitar with sunglasses on, and never seeing that picture before until after I started performing. That's the way I perform now. I always have sunglasses on. I always have a guitar on. Fortunately, I'm right-handed now, so it makes life a little easier. But actually, my mother bought me a piano for Christmas one year. She wanted me to learn piano lessons, so I started taking that, and my grandfather and my grandmother actually bought me a plastic toy guitar. And, I mean, it had the real strings on it, but it was a plastic electric, and, I mean, it was just something for you to play with as a kid. And every time my mom would think I was in there practicing piano, I would pre-record something. And it would be playing, and I'd have my headphones on, and I was trying to play AC/DC, jumping off the bed, being a rock star, and mom couldn't figure out how the thumping was going on with a slow song. But, I mean, I love playing that plastic guitar more than I love playing the piano. And to this day, I cannot play piano.
Wow.
Which is crazy. But, guitar came so natural. And I actually came across my very first rewritable CD. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to pick a song, I'm going to record it, and this is what it's going to be like. I'm going to be a rock star. And, I mean, I'm probably only like 7, 8 years old when this is going on. And, I mean, that just, from that point on, I've always loved the guitar. And so my mom finally came to the unusual realization that piano wasn't for me. So she bought me my first electric guitar. And I remember got guitar lessons. And the best part about it was the guitar teacher, next week when I would go to my next lesson, he was like, wow, you practiced. And my mom would just laugh at him because that guitar never left the case. It was just, it came so natural. And
wow.
That was back when, you know, I kind of was getting a little bit older. Guitar kind of became more of a chore than a hobby. And but then I finally came back to it. And now, yeah, I love to play. I love to play almost as much as I love to entertain.
So the glasses were all fitting for the future of Cherie White.
I buy them at like a penny a piece because they land on the stage so much.
Great stuff. So where can people find your past catalog, especially the new material as well?
They can find it. The new CD, Beauty Queen, is actually out on iTunes right now, but the new album is going to be out on iTunes. But the release of the album has already happened. You can buy it on CherieWhite.com. I believe you can stream it, but I would rather you buy it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can definitely get it at CherieWhite.com. And actually, you can go to Facebook. They apparently have a store now. And it's totally safe and secure. It regenerates into the same thing that you would pay for on the website.
Okay.
But it is available for people who want to go to Facebook. And, I mean, that's super easy. You just click, hey, there she is.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Cherie,
C-H-A-R-E-E.
And give it a look because you're always posting something from the road, usually.
Always.
So it's a great way to keep connected to somebody who has been residing here in western Pennsylvania but traveling the land.
I know. I feel like it's Pennsylvania. I get asked all the time, oh, so you play a lot in Pennsylvania? And it's like, no, not really. I'm never really back here. So actually, Butler Fair is one of the only stops that we have in Pennsylvania this year. We have a private show, and but that one's kind of one of the only ones. So it's really rare from last year because we played here like 6 different times.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really happy that it's like that because I feel like it really gives people an opportunity, like, this is the show you have to see.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of doesn't give the spoiler away in advance. Like, oh, I seen her here, now I'm going to see her here.
Well, and I know ahead of the new CD release, you were in to visit us for one of our sister stations, Butt Kickin' Country, WBUT. And I know that getting an opportunity to play the 4th was really, really important to you and special. So
it's something different. I mean, we've always done the country night, and I've just always wanted to do 4th of July. Ever since I saw Brett Michaels play, it's like I always wanted to do the 4th of July. And so it's finally, you know, coming true this year, and we're really excited to be there.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck. We can't wait for the 4th. Tuesday, July 4th, Big Butler Fair. Your price of admission gets you into the show, and it's going to be just a killer evening of music. Kicks off at 5. The fireworks will be there as well, and you can come get your stake your claim, stake your ground, pick your spot, and enjoy a great evening of music. And be sure, I'm sure, that you'll have some of the CDs on hand and shirts and paraphernalia.
I think we got some surprises for the people that sit closest to the front, so it might not be might not be a bad idea to kind of stick close to the front this time.
I'm thinking sunglasses.
It's a good possibility. You have no idea how many I've lost that way.
Great stuff. Cherie White visiting on the Grassroots Show here tonight. We're going to do the title track to the new album coming up, but first you're going to do another acoustic tune for us.
Yes, we're going to do Burning Up the Moonlight. And that song, I play it almost every time just because it's one of the songs I wrote. We finally got to one
there
I wrote.
There we go.
but it just, I don't know, it's so much history inside that song. And while it actually was written as a love story, it's not anything about a love story as far as the personal experience relation to me. I just feel like a lot of people probably couldn't relate to an entertainer's lifestyle, so I really kind of just wrote it into a love story because it really works together. And a lot of the stuff, like the beginning line is 2 a.m., it's because the song was written at 2 a.m., and it was written under the moonlight. I sat out in my garage and because I didn't want to wake anybody up. I came out. It was raining out that night. And I just flipped the lights on. And I had this song in my head, like that melody. And I just kept playing it over and over and over again. And I just thought, burning up the moonlight. Like, that's just what we're doing tonight. And so for me, it was all about, it didn't matter what the world thought about what type of career I chose. Or it didn't really matter how many things I was going to run into. All that mattered was the fantasy that I had of what I wanted my dream to be. And so that's what Burning Up the Moonlight's about. It's all about living out your dream and living out your fantasy, and whether it's your dream person that you love or the dream career that you live. And fortunately, I found both, so that song's so special to me.
Well, let's give it a listen here tonight. It's Cherie White, and you can see her perform it live and in person on Tuesday, July 4th. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It's Cherie White right now on The Grassroots Show on 97.7 FM.
Takes by as we slip on down to the hollow, slide on over. My heart just knows to forget the world. Yeah, baby, tonight it's you and me. Burning up the moonlight, waiting on the sunshine as we disappear in the night. Got the radio playing the song. Yes, for tomorrow we could change everything, but as for tonight, yeah, tonight we're burning up the moonlight, burning up the moonlight. Disappear in the night, got the radio on playing songs that make me wanna hold you tight. Yes, for tomorrow we could change everything, but as for tonight, yeah, tonight we're burning up the moonlight. Hey yeah, hey yeah, burning up the moonlight.
is perfect. Been watching you work it ever since you walked those Prada shoes into my town. Little Miss Money staring at my honey. Hate to break it to you, but that ain't the way we do it round here. It's a southern kind of flirty. So
shop Rose's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the general concert calendar, join Frank Vieira and hear cuts from his brand new EP on Friday, July 7th. He'll be at JB's Roadside Grill. On Wednesday, July 19th, the Shiners and the Hawkeyes are opening for Roger Klein and the Peacemakers. That'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Pittsburgh, beginning at 7 o'clock. On Sunday, July 23rd, mark your calendar, it's a celebration of life, remembering the late Danny Macko. That'll be held at Peter B's. A lot of friends of Danny's will be there, including his former band members, Breaking Point, also Skell, Zone 8, Fighting Fate, and more. And if you're a guitar fan, join Brian Sensus and Supreme Sound Studio. They're having another Pittsburgh Guitar Clinic on Tuesday, July 18th. This one will be at the Hampton Inn in Cranberry Township. Registration is underway now. Check it out. This is officially grassroots approved because Rob and Utah have attended it. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss the 4th of July celebration at the Big Butler Fair. Tuesday, July 4th, Cherie White, The Shiners, Taraji and Sky, and Anger the Ant all headline prior to the fireworks. Your price of admission is the price to the concert. Come on out and enjoy the fun. The gates will open at 3 o'clock. You can mark your territory and enjoy the fair. Festivities kick off with the music at 5. On Wednesday, July 5th, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson, $2 tacos, giveaways, and live music with Dinner Bell Road. That's at the Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's. And don't miss out on the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground, July 14th and 15th. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale and all of the festivities that surround the festival. Come out and support your local musicians. Also, Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7 with your attendance at the Band Jam. Cooper's Lake Campground, July 14th and 15th.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're getting ready to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Next week, we will kick off the Band Jam Previews, 2 weeks worth, because there are 20 bands. That's right, 20 bands, $20 admission pre-sale. There'll be 25 at the gate, so save yourself $5. Make your plans now. Get on over to thebandjam.com. You can find the tickets there. You can purchase them right online. Or you can stop by our studios, 252 Pillow Street in Butler, and pick them up. Catch Utah at any show. Any of the bands that are on the docket as well, if you know them, they have tickets. Or some do. I know some have been selling out. That's how excited people are.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Sloan's Guitar Emporium in Sutter Township. Also, Super Micro Recording Company, the wonderful record store they have down in the Allentown section. But again, right online. And we'll be previewing, starting, we'll do the first 10. We'll take you through basically what you're going to hear from start to finish on Friday night, July 14th. We'll work that whole night on next week's show and carry into Saturday early on part of the day. And then the following week, we'll wrap up Saturday. So you'll get to hear a sample as we do the preview show for the Band Jam. We're excited to do it and getting ready for it at the Cooper's Lake Campground, July 14th and 15th.
Yeah, and for those of you who do buy online, you will get a little prize there at the gate just to kind of help offset the service fee, which is about the lowest you can get on any online ticketing site. But if you do purchase online, just present your ticket there to the gate people, and we'll give you some.
Fantastic. It's the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, our fifth annual event. We can't wait for it. July 14th and 15th. Hope you'll be there as well. Come on out. Even if you can't spend the entire weekend, your admission price, I mean, that gets you in and out. So, you know, you can come Friday, you can come back Saturday, or if you want to link over from thebandjam.com to Cooper's Lake Campground, you can reserve an area where you can stay if you have something towable, or if you want to sleep in your car. I have some friends that are doing that. Or if you have your own tent, you know, whatever you can do, they have anything for you. Or you can just come and go as you please, back and forth. Or if you can only make one day, please make it an effort to come out and support these local musicians. And by doing that, you're supporting us here as we do this show. You're supporting our radio station. You're supporting Shady Lady Productions, who is the utmost supporter in local music. You're just helping to create local economy, basically, because it keeps the bands working too.
You really are, and it allows the bands and the station and myself and all of our entities to be able to do things back for the community and for people as well. So it is, it's just one big giant love circle.
That's it. So check out thebandjam.com, and we're going to play some local music for you. And it was nice to see this gentleman is back out doing some performing.
Yeah, I got to check him out up there in Katanning a week ago Friday, and that's Ben Valasek and the Growlers, and as always, they just put on a great show, and it was just so much fun to just sit there by the river on a nice evening and listen to just such quality entertainment and music and musicianship, showmanship, a lot of fun. And so I say we throw on some Three Sides since he played this that night.
All right, we'll do a band called The Sea of Heads. We played this song before. It's a cool song. It's called Bad Girl. It'll tear up the rest of the show here tonight. And we'll see you next week for the Band Jam Preview Part 1. But also, mark your calendar, not only the 14th and 15th, but that Tuesday, July 4th show, that Cherie White, you got to hear her tonight. Get to see her live in concert as well that evening. Have a good one. Listen to the music and keep rocking and supporting local music and The Rock Station 97.7.
cry when you go home.
I'll take her to her knees. A real bad girl.
This girl is a bad
girl.
Remains a mystery.
Oh yeah, bad
this girl.
This
girl is a bad girl.
I'll take her to her knees.
I'll take her to her knees.
Yeah, baby. I want you down now. Down on the floor. I want you down now. Down on the floor. I want you down now. Down on the floor. Till I find you. I'm a bad girl. A
bad girl.
Real bad girl.
This girl is a bad girl. This girl is a bad girl. This girl is a bad girl. I'll take it to the
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Summer is finally here, and we've got the cars you'll want to drive to your summer vacation destination, like the Honda CR-V, the Honda Pilot, and the all-new 2018 Honda Odyssey. Come test drive one today during the Reach the Beach sales event, going on now only at Honda North. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, V Rock Station, 97.7.
is the buzz. Kids will blow dandelion fuzz in summer.
Summer, it's about the finer things in life.
A drink in my hand, probably getting gorgeously tanned in summer.
Tan lines, that's my summer.
If you're heading to the pool, don't forget to bring some rock.
In summer.
Rock Station 97.7.